For all of our bonus episodes and premium content, become a member over at patreon.com/watchwhatcrappens. That's patreon.com/watchwhatcrappens. You can also find us on social media. On Twitter, we're at whatcrappens. On Instagram and Facebook, at watchwhatcrappens. We'll see you there. Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors. Ashley Schiavone, she don't take no baloney. Christy Wowardy Dowardy.
Kelly Barlow, when she goes Barlow, we go high-low.
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the Berg.
Just saying, okay.
Shannon out of a cannon, Anthony. Andrea, get your ducks in a row, Blaze.
Susie, going toe to Tobin.
Megan the Slayer Taylor.
Denise Still, crazy after all these years.
Ava Nagila Weber.
And our super premium Patreon subscribers, Kelly Grant, the Grantmaster.
Give them hell, Miss Noel.
The incredible edible Matthews sisters. And Lizzie Drucker, a fine motherfucker.
We love you guys. Hello, everybody. Welcome to Watch What Crappens, the podcast about all that crap we'd love to talk about on Yale Browse. I'm Ronnie Karam from the Rose Pricks Bachelor Podcast, and here I am with my gorgeous little friend and co-host, Ben Mandelker of the B-Side Blog and the Banta Blender. How's it going, Ben?
It's going very well, thank you. Just ready to jump on a mega yacht myself and sail off into the ocean.
Well, I hope your vagina's feeling okay after that suck and blow lady came last week.
Still no okay. A little swampy in there today.
Everybody, we are going back on the road in a couple of weeks. We'll be in Phoenix and then San Francisco this month. Phoenix, we're going to be doing Real Housewives of New York Live. And then in San Francisco for Gay Pride, we'll be doing Southern Charm Live. So get over there. We also have our limited edition shirt for the month, which is our What's the Matter? What's Going On? What's Happening? Shirt from Real Housewives of New York. That is available until the end of June. You can find tickets and shirts over at watchwhatcrappens.com. Go over there. We're also doing a little digital TV show thing on TV Party app, which is super fun. Yeah. That came out today, or this week, rather. So go listen to it.
Yeah, everyone should watch those because those are fun. I really enjoy doing those with you.
Yeah, you too, my little bean.
Aw, hugs. I'm hugging you right now. Feel my hug.
So now it's time for
you're doing, Ronnie, I have to stop you. You're doing the classic Below Deck theme. The Below Deck Med theme goes dun 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 dun. I lose it from there. But there's like a little bit more of a melody.
But the end still goes dun 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 dun. Da 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 da.
Like a good neighbor, Below Deck is there.
Below Deck.
I have to say, a Below Deck Med update. I was in Mendocino Farms on Friday. Yeah. And Danny from Below Deck season one was there. Danny was the guy who fell in love with like every charter guest, including that waitress from the Tipsy Kilt. And he was also like the worst ever. So he was there. He was shockingly cute. I mean, I know he was cute on the show, but he was like just like cute. But in real life, I was like, oh, he's cute.
Yeah, he's like a cute little guy.
Yeah.
And you know, if you're ever with a pack of hoes on a yacht, he'll distract him for you.
Yeah,
I love exactly. That you remembered the Tipsy Kilt. God, you've got a memory That's, on you.
Well, because I'd never heard of it before, and I thought it was like the most hilarious, stupid name. And, you know, apparently it's like it's a chain sort of like Hooters, you know? It's chain, and there's like girls and like cute kilts. And then when I went to Phoenix back in like 2 years ago, there was a Tilted Kilt in Phoenix, and I was like, oh my God, like Danny from Below Deck Med. So maybe when we go to Phoenix for our show, we'll go to the Tilted Kilt.
The Tilted Probably Kilt, not. The Tipsy Kilt, or the Tilted Kilt?
I thought it was called the Tilted Kilt. Is it called the Tipsy Kilt?
No, I think I'm just projecting Sonia Morgan onto that.
that's going to be her next brand. She's like, well, I have some investors in from Saint-Tropez. We're going to open up a restaurant called the Tipsy Kilt.
So speaking of Tipsy Kilts, let's get on this boat. We're starting where we last left off with Sandy getting mad at Hannah in the brig because Hannah is spending her time doing provisions instead of serving the customers. Sandy's like, you are being paid, Hannah, on a super yacht to take care of these customers. It's not fair, Hannah.
It's not fair. It's not fair that you're not getting me my dry toast right now, Hannah.
And then Hannah's like, I'm crawling, so I win. So she runs away, and the captain's like, unbelievable banana. God, I love that banana. I can't say man.
So Hannah pushes away the camera. And then, so it just sort of, she just sort of goes into the bathroom and cries. In the meantime, Jamie has to like take this big bag of trash off the boat, and she guess she has to like walk far in it. And I thought this was gonna be a whole thing because she's like, I'm okay. I can take this. It'll be a 45-minute walk with the trash. I'll be okay. And I was like, oh, here we go. It's going to be like Jamie's trash drama. But it never became anything. It was so sad.
No, she's not going to complain because she's like, finally, I get to take out the trash. It's all I've been wanting to do. No more toilet cleaning or bed making for me. It's me, Jamie, with the trash for 45 minutes on a trek with the trash. I'm a deckhand.
I was so excited because Conrad's like, did you double bag that? And she's like, oh, I sure did. And I was like, oh, she did not double bag it. And like 20 minutes into it, her trash bag is going to rip open and she's going to have to carry all this trash, loose trash in her arms for another 20 miles or whatever. And none of it happened. I was like so invested in this story already.
Well, I was more invested because it was not Conrad. It was actually Zhao who was like.
Was it Zhao who said that?
Yes. He's like, oh, they double bagged. Shut up, Zhao.
Oh, I see. It was setting up for stuff later on.
Yeah, it's just setting him up being an asshole for later on.
Well, thank you for correcting me.
So Hannah's like, oh, I'm crying in the bathroom. And then they show a close-up of her cigarettes on her bed. And I'm like, I love that they're making this like the cigarettes are crying. Because it just keeps cutting back to the close-up of the cigarettes while Hannah's crying.
Tears for nicotine. Yeah, she's like, I'm crying. Good morning, everyone. Does anyone want any dry toast? Because we can certainly make that very quickly.
Listen, I'll get your dry toast to you in about 29 minutes this time. Don't say I don't improve.
Honey. So the guests pack and they leave and it's like, goodbye, everyone, etc. So now it's the tip meeting. And they all sit down and Sandy is not happy. She is not in a happy place. Normally, I like to sit down and be like, good job, everyone. Can everyone take a nap and give yourself a pat on the back? Maybe get ready for a nice little Branzino dinner to celebrate, but not this time.
This time, here's what I got to say. You're lucky that lady had a vagina sucker and a blower because she left happy no matter what. Okay? And I also like that they pretend that the tip has anything to do with their service because people come on with a wad of cash. Where do you think they're getting that? Are they just like running off to Wells Fargo to get that? No, they came with that cash prepared, okay?
Yeah, I don't know how they do that. That's a good question. So Sandy's like, this is the worst breakfast I have ever experienced on a yacht. I mean, this was out of control. No bananas, no Branzino, no fried pancetta or prosciutto.
She's like, it took so long to get some eggs, Adam. And what about the toast, Adam? And he's like, oh, oh, yeah. And then the return of Adam. It's the return of surly little asshole baby Adam, which I love. Because as much as I like people turning over a new leaf and changing for the better, I don't believe it's really possible or real whenever it happens. No. So it's nice to see little whiny ass Adam back. Welcome home, buddy.
Yeah, because Sandy's like, I didn't even get my toast until I finished my omelet. And Adam's like, well, how about you talk about how amazing my dinner was last night? And she goes, all right, now I'm getting pissed. Can't you tell? You hear that? How pissed I am? You hear that rage and anger in my voice? Oh, I'm getting pissed.
Now, I want you to listen to my breath leave my nose very slowly.
If I'm not happy with the fucking toast coming out on time, don't say I need a little help with my toast. I was like, wait, what? Huh? She's like, I'm trying to remind you that I served up like an amazing, amazing dinner last night. Like I said, the toast was a little too dark, and I wanted it to be a little lighter, and it was too wet.
I'm not going to coddle you, Adam. Now come here, my little baby. Let me give you a hug. So then she's like, and the tender Conrad. Remember that? He's like, yep, sorry about that. Never going to happen again. And Zhao's like, smile.
Smile. Sure he announces his smiles.
Yeah, he's like, he sure got his. I'm slanting Mars right now because he got his. And that's called Zimbabwe revenge.
So Sandy brings Adam upstairs to the bridge so that she can have a private talk with him. And she's basically like, what the heck does service have to do with food? What's going on, huh? And Adam's like, well, the toast was ready this morning. Just no one picked it up. And I didn't even know about it till it was too late. And it was just sitting there. It wasn't my fault.
Yeah, and then Hannah hears it, and she just walks through. She's like, look at me, pretending to be on the phone while I'm walking through here. You son of a bitch traitor, cocksucker.
She goes, good for you, honey. Save your own ass.
Yeah, you think you can throw a bus? I can throw a bus at her, honey.
You throw me under the bus, and guess what? That bus crashes, honey.
Don't throw me under the bus, van liver. Yeah. So yeah, he's like, don't hate me, Sandy, I do everything right. She's like, you know, what did we learn today? He's like, that I'm really good. And she's like, toast, that's what we learned. Toast, class, toast.
Don't take it personally. Did I say you suck at toast? No, I just said the toast could have gotten there faster. You're great at toast. Oh, here, let's hug the toast together.
So then we get a close-up of Sandy hugging toast. And then we cut to a close-up of this gelatinous spaghetti in a tin that is so disgusting.
It was jellyfish.
It's disgusting, okay? And so Zhao is flirting with his lady, his new lady, in the crew mess.
Casey. Yeah.
While poor Colin is just trying to get through a goddamn meal. You know, it's like, it's bad enough I have to eat the spaghetti without listening to your gross ass.
Yeah, so basically Casey asks about what's the scar on Joao's eye. He's like, well, I had two eyebrow rings and one got ripped out in a fight. It's what you do in Zimbabwe. In Zimbabwe, people believe in keeping your eyebrow rings in. And I was like, I'm going to fight against the system, and ripped it out. And I was like, ouch, scar.
And she's like, wow, I like scars. He's like, oh, you do? Oh, well, I've got tons of them. I've got this one. One time I bought a belt. It was a little too tight for me. But in Zimbabwe, you take whatever belts are on the rack, all right? So I got it. I sat down in it. I had a little bit more of a tummy. It poked through, and it got a little hole right here. I bled.
This one here is from some loafers. It's going to match the loafers with the belt. But guess what? They chafed the back of my heel. So now I got a little scar back there. I call it a loafer scar.
One time I left my keys out in my hut in Zimbabwe. I couldn't find them. So I kicked down the mud wall. Got a little scar on my toe right here.
When I was a little boy, I had some diaper rash and it sort of scared me for life. So it's sort of like an invisible scar, but it's a scar nonetheless.
One time I had this eye booger. It got so crusty and I didn't want to wipe it and embarrass myself. And it got so crusty that when I finally did wipe it, I got a little cut in my eye.
One time I was trying to put a bunch of papers together with an alligator clip and I wasn't paying attention. And I attached the clip to my arm. I made a little dent. So I got a little scar from the alligator clip. I wasn't bitten by an alligator. Just got an alligator clip scar.
Like, and that's just right here. You want to see my penis? It's like, oh, jeez. We don't need to go over your scab history, okay?
And here's my little inflatable scar. This is actually from The Lion King. I just can't sleep without it.
And Colin's like, keep it in your pants, bro. And then Brooke is just looking on like, look at me having a beer, watching innocent lass, everything crumbles before me eyes.
I said I didn't want him to flirt with me, but now I must have unrequited love from across the creamies.
And then we get a close-up of the deaf, dumb, and blind cat that's always there on the deck. What a cute little cat. What a cute little troubled cat.
I haven't even noticed the cat. You know I love cats.
Yes, it's like this cat has been through hell, but he's just hanging on, okay?
Yeah, well, he got on with the passerelle. Maybe if someone were guarding the passerelle, it wouldn't have been an issue.
I told you someone would die.
Well, it's funny, speaking of cats, because everyone starts dressing, getting dressed to go out, and Joao sees Casey and he goes, oh, hello. Like, ew.
He's so gross. And then Brooke's sitting there watching him. So he's wearing, I don't know, he's wearing like one color pants and shirt. And then Colin's wearing the same, except they're opposite, like, on shirt and pants or whatever. And yeah. So I was like, look at us, 69 and...
Yeah, because I think Colin is like, oh, we're like yin and yang. He's like, it's like, well, it's like our clothes are 69ing. That's what's happening. I'm like,
You're even sexist towards
just
clothes. Like, you're
yeah, just throw
disgusting.
yourself into that volcano in Hawaii, please.
You're the reason the mannequins in Old Navy don't have a face, okay?
Yeah, you're
You
the reason why
abuser.
mannequins don't come alive anymore, honestly.
Like, what's the point?
So now they go and they're all eating sushi. It was like the most like it's the fanciest restaurant they've ever gone to in all the Below Decks.
Yeah, it's called
And
Kiss Kiss Bang Bang. It's like my high school years, let me tell you.
it's called Sushi Stop. It's fancy. So Joao's looking at is I think he tells Brooke, or maybe it's Casey, I don't know, but he's like, oh, I really like that dress. Honestly. Well, thanks a lot, Joao. I'm so glad that you got your approval, you know.
Ugh.
He's talking to Brooke about how I think it was to Brooke because then he's like, you know, I hate that. Like, we both like cucumber and Hendrix. I hate how we always like the same cocktails. She's like, ew, Mr. Darcy.
Yeah, she was really like everything was very romantic to her in this
Yeah,
episode. And
everything
this
is like a
guy is
gesture.
just like he's hunched on the table with his elbows on the fucking table, guzzling his wine. Like, well, you know, wine is when JWoww comes out, but Jezebub never comes out when I'm just drinking Hendrix. It's just Hendrix. And I just love that they sat him right next to a refrigerator. That just
Yeah.
cracked me up through the whole thing. I was like,
Should
you
have sat him next
monster.
to a plane propeller.
Yeah.
So Casey's just like watching this whole thing and she's like, I see what he's doing. He's just flirting with someone else. And like I could see myself with him if he just like lived up to his potential, but that probably won't happen. I'm gonna sleep now.
Yeah, I'm exhausted. And the girls are both talking about how attracted they are to this prince, and then it cuts to him making a napkin bra. This fucking guy. My God.
Seriously, seriously. So Adam is like, you know, never one to shy away from a passive aggressive moment. He's like, this is a good restaurant. They have excellent service,
He's like, look at that,
Hannah.
Hannah. Wow, they've got good service. I wonder what would happen if we asked him for some toast. Huh? I'll bet the waiter would tell the kitchen about it, huh?
The food comes out so hot and fast. She's
She's
like,
like,
all right,
that's it. I've
okay.
had enough. I'm going to go smoke. I'm going to go chain smoke outside with my 23-year-old, you loser. So she
I'm gonna
goes
have a
out
honey
there.
smoke.
And Conrad follows her, and he's like, "You're right. Everything you do is correct. I love that everything you do is so right." She's like, "I just don't know what it is I see about what it is I see in Conrad." I'm like, "It's called being a yes man, and
Yeah,
I will
exactly.
gladly share him with you, okay?"
And inside, Casey's like, she's like, I hold my chopsticks the way I hold my violin. And everyone's like, but you play violin? And Joao just like gives her this like gross eyebrow flicker, like, ooh, sexy.
Yeah. What do you? Yeah, let me let you play with my bow. All right. Sorry, it took me a minute to think of what you play a violin with.
Yeah. You play a violin with my penis. That's how you do it in Zimbabwe.
I've been in many a skin orchestra. Get it, everyone?
That's how I got my violin scar. You want to
How are you, skin flute?
see it? We can do a concerto together.
So outside, Hannah's. Oh God. I just keep writing close up on Joao's face, eyebrows sexy. Close up on
Eyebrow.
Joao's face, like food coming out while he's flirting. Ugh, hate.
And Brooke is still trying to understand how Casey could possibly play violin. She's like, I don't understand how she can play a violin. I mean, she's she, and violin is violin, and I don't understand how the concepts go together. But it is so romantic.
I bet whenever she's reading the sheet music and a rest note comes up, she takes a nap. Ooh, burn! Burn!
I wonder if Casey ever fell in love with her violin. Ooh.
Oh. So then outside, Hannah's like, "So, Conrad, how did you get to be so high, lady?" And he's like, "Well," he's like, "My real mom and my real dad have been separated since I was two. My dad said it was my fault because my stepmom didn't like me, so that wasn't very nice." And she's like, "And that's why you highlight your hair, is it? Come here, honey. Give me a big
Honey,
hug, honey."
I know you try to find the sunny side in life after that, which is why you highlight your hair.
This made me realize I should just let Adam go. Just let him do what he wants. I don't want a hell of a chatter. He's like, "Yep, that's exactly what I was talking about."
So they all pile back onto the boat, and Hannah and Conrad head up to a deck where Hannah now does her patented, like, beginning of the season. I don't know what you call it. It's not really, it's not like flirtatious behavior. It's just like, I'm gonna stick my head right here forward and I'm gonna wait for you to kiss me. Thank you very much. She's like, I like talking to you. And he's like, yeah, I like it too. And she's like, are we just buddies? Is that what's going on here? Honey, honey.
He's like, just take some time with me. I just need time. Take some time with me. I'm like, what? What novel are you in?
I know. It's like, I just need time.
Hannah flirts the way I flirt. She stands outside and smokes cigarettes, and whoever comes up is caught in the web, and that's it. Yeah.
And she just makes, like, crazy eye contact. Yeah. And then, like, it'll be, like, at least someone walking by. And if they match her eye contact, she goes, this right here, this is chemistry, huh? Don't you feel like kissing someone right now? Honey? Honey?
So then they do some nice closed-mouth kissing, and she's like, woohoo, I can't even talk about it on the air.
Oh, I'm so heated right now. Hated.
So next, it's 7 a.m., 8 hours before charter. And Casey's like, oh, my God. Now the boat is going to move, and I'm going to be on the boat while it moves. And I'm only going to take one pill today because it's time for me to prove myself.
Anyway, she's already asleep. So down in the crew mess, Joao is now flirting with her, and Brooke is there too, and Brooke is like,
well, I do like Joao, but now I see that Casey and Joao might be flirting, and I did say I need some space, but whether I only half meant that or not, I still said it. What a hopeless romantic I am. Unrequited love from Joao.
I think I'm going to put my head in this microwave oven right now and see if anybody stops me.
I think I'm going to go walk out in the rain and maybe get consumption because I'm so heartsick.
She's like walking under a hose.
She's like, Colin, can you hold the hose up? I'm going to stand out here. I'm going to be sick.
Oh, there's a bit of blood. There's a bit of blood on me nappy.
I'm afraid my days are numbered, Joao. Please go find love if this won't happen. Please, I hope you find love with Casey. Joao.
He's like, I'll do ya. It's like, thanks for ruining the storybook romance.
You know, he's like, she's like, has a fever. He's like,
That's right, I made a threat bleed. Tell your friends.
Joao, I've just learned I've come into an inheritance, and I want you to have it.
So, speaking of inheriting, I don't know, this has nothing to do with inheritance, but Casey is trying to do laundry, and she's like, Hannah, can I put red things in with the black things and the white? Hannah's like, honey, you're a full-grown woman, you don't know how to do laundry, honey.
Your honey is turning into Patty LaPone. Honey!
In olden days, a glimpse of stalking was looked on as something shocking, honey.
And then she's like, okay, honey, could you not put my delicates in the drawer, please? Thank you. I've never worn some underwear before. It's dumb slang.
All right, crew, Sandy, Sandy, crew, Sandy, crew, Sandy, crew.
Toast
crew,
time, Sandy, toast, Sandy, toast, crew. Red toast alert, toasting. Okay, cinnamon toast guys. Crunch, counts as toast. So, I want to... All right, it's time to meet the next primary. Her name is Honey Sarshar. Yes, that's her real name, Honey Sarshar. Not Honey Boo Boo, Honey Sarshar.
Honey Sarshar. So you know this is just going to be a pain in the ass, Andre.
Yeah, her name is Honey. Okay, her name is Honey. It's a problem. Have we ever met a low-maintenance Honey? I don't think so.
No, Honey.
Honey, Honey. Yeah, if you're named after Hannah's, like, anger word... then that's a problem. Honey!
Basically, your name is equal to Hannah's derision. So...
Honey!
Honey!
So, Honey Sarshar, she's from Los Angeles, of course. Ugh. From Santa Monica, specifically. Like, she's born in... I looked at her as much as I could from the preference sheet, as much as I could, like, tolerate. And all I took from it was, I think that she was raised in Santa Monica. So I'm already, like... problem.
Yeah.
So, and then they're like, she's glot kosher. I was like, oh no, it's my people. It's my people. Oh no, they're going to increase the wave of anti-Semitism in the country. I can already feel it.
Sandy's like, so halal. No, wait. She's like, so kosher.
Sure.
She's like, kosher. You guys know what that means? And Hannah goes, well, it's religious, right? And she's like, well, yeah. And Adam's like, oh my God. He's like, here we go. One time I had these kosher people who didn't want meat anywhere on the boat, and I had to get rid of every piece of meat. Fortunately, I had a cooler, so I saved it. It's still in my van.
Yeah. In there. It's aging. It's, you know what they talk about, like a 30-day aged beef? This is a 30-year aged beef. Well, I was actually surprised because, you know, if you're really kosher, you have like two sets of dishes. Some people do have like two kitchens, I think. I could be wrong. But you have like – there is like a whole code that's like very strict. And I was like, how are they going to make this kitchen a kosher kitchen? But – you know, as long as the food was kosher. But he's like, yeah, I know how to do it. I've cooked for many kosher people before. I'm like, well, obviously not, because later on you tried to serve her shrimp. So,
well, that was to the vegan.
Oh, I thought that he – but I thought that he served her – I don't know. It got very confusing.
Kosher rules are very confusing. As someone who worked in the Fairfax District for years and years, oh, my goodness. Because that neighborhood is Hasidim, and they need their kosher, you know. And finally the chef was like, no, I won't do it. I won't.
Well, it's not the hardest thing in the world to follow. I mean, you basically don't serve like meat and dairy together, no shellfish, and then you have the rules with meat are the animal has to have four stomachs and has to chew its cud. Is that what it was? Or maybe four stomachs, chew its cud, and have like cloven hoofs, which means that like pigs are ineligible. Basically, pigs. There's some other ones. I forget which ones.
I love that you're like, it's not difficult.
No,
it's
but
just
meaning
that you have
like,
to have five stomachs.
No, but like it's sort of like it makes sense in its own way. It's like it's easy to remember. Like, I think with birds, there was like some loosey goosey rule. No pun intended. It's kind of like if it's like a commonly eaten bird, it's okay. So like chicken's fine, and dairy.
A poor chicken. If the bird is already shat upon by society, then you.
Well, the thing is, the preparation is also part of it too. So like it has to the animals have to be slaughtered in a way. They have to like be like their necks have to be cut like the when they're slaughtered, it's like their necks have to be cut in a certain way, so it's as little pain as possible for the animals. And like chickens have to be salted in a certain way, and a rabbi has to. It's like a. It's a process, but it's not complicated. Of course, this is welcome
sounds
to
totally
Ben's Jewish
easy.
School.
Yeah, that
stuff
sounded
you
totally easy.
Years ago.
But yeah, so they've got all these rules because not only is it kosher, there is somebody.
Paleo
who's
is
vegan.
Harder, by the way. Paleo is harder. A sweet potato is okay, but a regular potato isn't. Come on.
Yeah, it's a lot. Well, my sister is gluten free, so it's like the modern day kosher. Like everything has to be prepared on a different calendar than the thing. It's like it's a whole big thing, and I've heard the drill in many a restaurant.
Yeah.
So any hazels. So now so the deck.
Not
had,
only
the deck. Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
Well, I was gonna say not only do they are they gonna be. Is honey glot kosher, but also honey wants a Gatsby party that night, and she wants 1942 tequila, and they also want a slide.
Yes, so they have to get this 1942 Don Julio.
Yeah.
So let's see. Outside, the deckhands are working, and it's Jamie's break, so she takes a break and she oversleeps 10 minutes or something.
Yeah.
And Joao is like, "Where is she? Wasn't she sleeping? Why is she sleeping? Lazy cat." And Conrad is off the boat, so he's the boss now.
Yeah, so he's looking for her, and Jamie's just still napping. And meanwhile, Brooke and Hannah are looking over the preference sheet, and Brooke's like, a vegan? Oh, good. And Hannah's like, I don't trust vegans. Sorry, vegans, but that was funny.
I don't trust people who don't slaughter animals.
So Joao is still looking for Jamie, looking, and then she finally comes up to the deck because she overslept 15 minutes, and he's like, Listen, you know what? You can't do that. We're working up here, and you didn't sleep, and we don't know where you are. And da 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 da. And she's like, "Oh, I got an hour off, and I slept for an hour 15. Well, we're working, and you weren't."
She's like, "Wow, sorry." And he's like, "Why are you giving me sarcasm?" She's like, "I'm not." Yes, yeah. Look at you. I was like, he's the fucking worst. This fucking guy.
I know. He's so condescending. This is the attitude problem. If Conrad isn't here, I'd like to know what you're doing. I know one thing you're not doing. You're not getting the pisser reel.
If someone dies on this boat, it's because of you, Passerelle or Jamie Jane.
Did you see a cat got on? And that's because no one's at the Passerelle. That's your cat now. You own it. It's your fault.
Yeah, so she's like... She goes down to the dock and sobs on the phone to her mom and stuff.
Yeah, and meanwhile, Brooke is inside. Like, she's so acting like she's out of a British movie. Like, she's fully, like, Sense and Sensibility-ing herself. She's reading quotes from Great Gatsby. She's like... He looked at Daisy in a way that every young girl wanted to be looked at. Oh, romance.
this is so romantic. I hope she'll be a fool. That's the best thing a girl can be in this world. A beautiful little fool.
I hope that someday someone drives and crashes into a socialite and drives away and covers up the crime just for me.
I'm so thankful to have this film where we get to see a pre-fat Leo DiCaprio. Oh, so romantic!
Sometimes I like to go into the refrigerator and stare at the eggs on the egg rack and be like, that's West Egg and that's East Egg. And here we are.
Angry and half in love with her and tremendously sorry. I turned away from Dartus. Oh!
Look at the light shining over there across the water. It's like I'm Nick looking across the way.
Oh, Lord. Okay, so she's like,
I want to be just as romantic as my parents were.
I'm like, that's hot. Okay, so then outside, Jamie's on the phone with her mom. She's like, hello, mother.
And Hannah just comes bounding out of nowhere. She's like, honey, sad honey over there. So she like comes running out and across the passerelle and starts consoling Jamie. Yeah, and then
she's like, you're a miracle worker, a lifesaver, a Wonder Woman, honey. Look how much you've helped me. And she's like, thank you, because the runner saved me. You don't know how bad it was.
You don't know what it's like to be on the inside and the outside. It's like that movie Inside Out, but I'm both of them. And Hannah goes,
I love
honey.
That film, Inside Out. I'm going to quote it romantically.
My favorite part of Inside Out was when love took the wheel. That happened, right?
Poop emoji.
Oh, we're talking about the emoji movie. Oh, my favorite quote.
I thought it was the same movie.
I was just watching Coco. That's it. I was just watching Coco.
So Hannah says to Jamie, she goes, honey, are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? And that makes Jamie feel better. Yeah. So so the provisions arrive, there's kosher meat, et cetera, et cetera, and et cetera, et cetera. And then again, we see Brooke waltzing through the salon being like, I love her and that's the beginning and the end of everything. It's like, this is like what Lisa Simpson does when she falls in love, you know?
It is so Lisa Simpson. That's
funny. Did you see when Brooke said, when she was reading the quotes, she goes, Mr. Fitzgerald, stop. Stop with these endless quotes that speak directly to my heart, which is a flutter.
Life starts all over again when it gets crisp in the fall.
It's like Mr. Fitzgerald himself has crossed the passerelle over to my heart.
They're like, please stop doing that. Don't do it again.
Oh, repeat the past? Of course I can.
There's never a time or place for true love.
I'm sorry, Conrad pulls over at Zhao and Jamie about this fight thing that they had. And he's like, listen, here's what I want to know from you, Zhao. What did you tell her? He's like, I told her to stop being such a lazy cow, goddammit. And that's like, he's like, well, that's the first problem. When I'm not on the boat, all you're supposed to do is clean things, all right?
Yeah.
Basically.
Because first of all, Zhao said she was asleep for 90 minutes. 90 minutes in Zimbabwe, we call it. If you're sleeping. It's like, yeah. So
90 minutes, that's time enough to take over an entire Zimbabwe castle.
Funny how Joao seems to have, like, no patience for Jamie, and yet, see, here's the thing. You know, if Jamie were prettier, not to be mean, but, like, if she were prettier, Joao would be such that, like, oh, well, yes, take that extra 15 minutes. Like, a good girl like you certainly needs an extra nap, you know? But, like, as it's Jamie and he's not attracted to her in any way, he's, like, just like an asshole to her, which is exactly what this sort of guy is. Yeah. It's not to say that she's not attractive, but she's not attractive like she's not, like, Joao's type of girl, you know?
Yeah. Ugh, he's so gross.
But I was glad that Conrad was like, your job is you're not supposed to be disciplining people. Just clean things. Clean things.
Yeah. And he's like, well, that's why people are going to die on this boat. Mock my towers!
And then Joao's like, he starts saying things like, Conrad, it's all about status and hierarchy. And yet when he's off the boat, he won't let me be part of the hierarchy. I'm like, you're the one who said you hated hierarchy 2 episodes ago.
Yeah. Make up your mind, fool. So let's see. So they get the people are cleaning and unloading whatever the boat or loading and unloading the. Well, you know what I mean. So
Hannah's, yeah.
Hannah sees Brooke and she's like, "Guess what? Conrad kissed me." And she's like,
She's like, "Love planted a rose and the world turned sweet."
"He looked at her the way all women want to be looked at by a man." "Oh," she cried, "you look so cool."
"I love you. I am at rest with you. I have come home."
Oh, Google.
"Love is the silent saying and saying of a single name."
She's even nice about Chihuahua. We see him down there. She's like, "There's no confusion like the confusion of a simple mind."
"There is no charm equal to tenderness of heart."
"I think I might just be being romantic."
"Kiss me and you will see how important I am."
"By the way, I'd like to thank that Real Housewives of Cheshire for giving me her accent to use during this recap. Do you remember her, Ben? She had the little bunny."
Do you remember her from Real Housewives of Cheshire?
Lauren, of course. No, you're talking
No,
about. Oh, you're talking
the
about.
redheaded one. He's like,
Yeah,
"I've got
Lauren.
a little bunny."
She's got a bonnet. Bonnet. No, I just got distracted because I'm like, I have like a website up of romantic quotes. And they're all things like Sylvia Plath and John Keats. And then all of a sudden it says Ashton Kutcher, Lance Bass, Jennifer Aniston. Like, what the fuck is happening with this site? Closing it. Terrible.
Ashton Kutcher. Oh, from Sense and Sensibility to That 70s Show. Thanks, Internet.
I'm going to a different one. Here's a British one. I'm 35 of the most romantic quotes from literature. Thank you. And it says dot UK. This is where I'm going to call from next time we do a that.
So Britt comes into the kitchen. She's like, "Look, I've printed up Romantic Sans in a very cute font from the 50s, which is how I want my relationship to be." And Adam's like, "That's awesome, slag." And she's like, "Isn't that romantic? I love chefs. They're so angry and artistic. I dated a chef once. He threw a towel at my head and called me a slag." We're gonna
His
fall
way
in
of
love.
showing that he loves me. He loves me.
This girl is basically gonna fall in love with the first person off the escalator,
She has like fallen in love with a house plant, okay?
"Your silence says so much about your strength and your bravery. You can let me in, though. Let me in."
"Did you ever wait for the longest day of the year and then miss it? I always wait for the longest day of the year and then I miss it."
He's like, "Yeah, it's like you know my whole life."
"In love!"
"In your light, I learned how to love. In your beauty, I know how to make poems. You dance inside my chest when no one sees you, but sometimes I do, and that sight becomes this art."
He's like, "Get the fuck out of my galley." Did you mention, by the way, that one of the reasons why Brooke loves that Hannah and Conrad are together is because they're both in positions of power? She's like, "I see them as sort of being a forever couple. You know, they're both in positions of power, so it all seems like a perfect romance."
God, this girl like probably frigged herself to like Downton Abbey the entire season, you know? God. So Adam's like, "Yeah, thanks for coming in, slag. I've been drunk for a week now." She's like,
"And you thought it might sober you up to sit in the library?"
He's like, "No, I've just been drunk for a week now. What the fuck are you talking about?"
"In all the world, there is no heart for me like yours. In all the world, there is no love for you like mine."
It's like, stop talking about Maya Angelou and get to work.
So meanwhile, Sandy's outside like, "You got the slide? Whoa, good job. Hugs. Distant hugs. Hey, doc hugs, everybody. Doc hugs."
You know what's so funny? I wasn't going to comment on the scene, but when I was writing notes, I was like, I'm going to write a note that she says that so that way I don't skip ahead because I know Ronnie's going to want to mention it.
Oh.
Yeah, I knew you were going to want to mention Sandy saying teamwork makes the dream work.
Yeah, teamwork makes the dream work. Waste
Yeah.
not, want not.
So the guests are about to come on board and Hannah's getting ready. She's like, "Game on, honey." I was like, I love the fact that she's saying honey so many times this episode.
So She's like, honey, you know how to fold these napkins? And Casey's like,
well,
not really. She's like, all right, then here's how you do it. Here's how you do it for appetizers. Here's how for entrees. Here's when somebody has a birthday party. And here's the champagne for blop, 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 honey.
It's like, all right, honey, it's a trifold. She's like, that's what I was doing. I was trying to fold it. No, honey, it's a trifold.
Ooh, Casey's like, are you listening to me?
I'm busy.
There's like a clatter. They're like, what happened? Casey fell asleep while she was standing.
Casey gave a busy signal and then just fell down.
This is Casey and Hannah trying to work together. The student that you're trying to reach is unavailable at this moment. Please hang up and try again.
For a nitwit, press 1. For a stupid bitch, press 2. For a dodo bird, press 3.
For a honey, press 4.
Okay, so now everybody's out there, and Casey's, of course, the last one to arrive. Stupid Casey. I love whenever they show Casey putting on clothes and they just make it look like she doesn't know how to figure out which clothes to put on or like how to put on a shirt.
She just figured out the concept of sleeves. She's like, oh, I thought those were vents. So she's like, they're all getting on there. She's like, Casey's just like ambling across the passerelle. So they all line up. And of course, here comes Honey Sarsar. And her gang, it's like LA's finest right here. Like, these people are the worst of Los Angeles. These are people that we see in the city all the time. You go to Earth Cafe. This is the Earth Cafe crowd right here.
Yes, or the crowd that you get stuck in line behind at the Grove trying to get out of the parking structure.
I was about to say, this is the Grove. Oh my God, Grove escalator people.
Yes, it's the people who don't stand at the dancing water fountain in time, but then they push everybody out of the way so they can be the first one to see the water dance to Frank Sinatra.
Yeah, assholes. And they're like, and they talk in the movies.
Yes. Oh.
Awful, 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 awful. Anyway, so they show up and, you know, saying hello. I mean, at like, for the very first second, they seem okay. She's like, hi, I'm Honey Sarsar. And then
Sandy's
immediately,
like, we are going to do anything we can to get your toast on time. She's like, thanks.
Thanks, I guess. They're like, well, we have some champagne, honey. And they're like, can we do tequila shots instead of champagne? I'm like, you're trash. Because here's why. I love tequila, okay? And I also love champagne. But like, when you're like, every single cocktail just has to be tequila, it's like, you're trying too hard. Right now, you are trying too hard.
Yeah.
Have the champagne. It's part of the process. It's like, the champagne is not just champagne. It's like announcing you have arrived. It's sort of a celebratory moment. Welcome to the boat. And like, tequila shots. It's like, just.
Yes. They're gross. And so they get in there and Hannah's like, Brooke, pull them tequila shots. She's like, oh, it's so romantic. So she pours them all these tequila shots. And then they're like, what is this? What is this? And she's like, tequila? Did you order? And they're like, no. This is not what we ordered. It's supposed to be 1942. And the guy's like, yeah, 1942. It's supposed to be 1942.
Yeah, this is 1942 tequila. Like, this is tequila from 1942, but we want 1942 tequila. And Hannah's like, all right, quiet, honey. Quiet, honey. I mean, she's like, fuck. I can't say honey without getting her attention because her name is Honey. Honey.
Yes, by the way, this is 1942. These guys are such assholes.
Yeah, well, I mean, so I get, there really is, technically there is a difference, like the 1942, as we see later on, because I looked it up. As soon as this happened, I was like, I'm going to get to the bottom of this. So it looks like a regular Don Julio has 1942 on the label, but then there's like a 1942 iteration of Don Julio that's like in a tall, like skinny bottle, which is what they really wanted. I can't blame them for saying we want that 1942 tequila, and then like they get a different time. You know, like if you say that on your preference sheet, and then they didn't get the tequila. Like, I kind of understand. They're like, no, this isn't the tequila that we wanted. But then they were so annoying about it for the rest of the episode. Like, is that 1942 in? 1942 in. It's like, calm the fuck down. You can enjoy. Don Julio is pretty damn good on its own. So just relax.
Yeah, it's just how they go about it. They're like, where's the tequila? Yeah. Where's the tequila?
It's too warm. It's too warm.
And then they're walking around the book going, isn't anybody going to show us around? Like, don't we mean anything to anybody? Like, doesn't anybody know we're here? Hello?
Are we going to get a tour? What the hell happened, everyone? No one cares about us anymore. This is after they've sent off all the stews to go chill down the tequila and do this and that. Like, oh, where is everyone? Does anyone care that I have to go tinkle? Specifically, no. Literally, no one cares that you have to go tinkle. So that's the answer to that question.
Yeah, these people are awful, awful human beings. So and then we get one really quick shot of Casey trying to figure out an iron. Oh, my God. She is staring at the iron, and she turns it over and looks at it again. I was just waiting for her to answer the iron. Like, we used to make that joke about one of these people, like, ring, ring, like, answering the iron. And she's really looking at it like, wow.
Well, there was a kid in my elementary school who did that, and he had, like, a big red scar on his face for the rest of his life. So Casey would have really liked that.
Oh, too bad he didn't grow up in this time, because Iron Man's very popular.
I know. Dun-dun-dun-tsh. So then they go on the yacht tour, and they're looking all around, and then, like, Honey and her friend are like, you know what this means? Bubble bath! I'm like, just take a sleeping pill, okay? And wake up in 12 hours. I can't deal.
Bubble bath.
Bubble bath. I'm like, you know you could do that on land too, okay? Welcome to bubbles.
So Adam's like, Hannah, it's Adam. Anybody gonna eat? What the fuck, Hannah? She's like, come on, I guess I'll scream go for a bubble bath right now, Adam. Lord knows what's gonna happen next, but we're working on it.
And Casey's ironing still, and Hannah's like, Casey, can you go clear the bar? And Casey's like,
Casey, your spit is coming out of your mouth, Casey.
Casey, you're ironing your hand. Your hand is flat.
So next up, Adam's like, oh, gonna have a meeting with Honey. So, Honey, just wanted to go over this with you. So, kosher, vegan, kosher, la 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 la, you're hot. Can I touch your breast? Would you mind? Okay, great talk. She's like, yeah. It's like, kosher is like, but like vegan. But like, some people are kosher and some people aren't. And I'm like, vegan, but like not vegan kosher. And he's like,
I looked up her Facebook. And like all I could see, she didn't, it's mostly private, but she had like a picture, I think, from Mexicosher. And I was like, oh, she would go to, what was his name again? Who did Mexico? She was on Top Chef.
Oh, yeah. You did not like Katsuki? That guy. You did not
Katsuki?
Like
Katsuki. I was like, she would go to his restaurant. So mad. I was mad at life. Meanwhile, there's like a tall douche dude, and he's like, hey, what happened to Don Julio 1942? Huh? 1940, where? I'm like, shut.
Yes, white then, jeans, gold everywhere, slicked hair, stupid denim unbuttoned shirt. Oh, where's the tequila? Where's the tequila?
Hey, honey, did you realize you're in the water, right? You're in a sea, okay? Just relax, okay? Do you want a helicopter to, like, drop it in, Top Gun style? Meanwhile, Casey is, fine, like, is still more like, Casey, can you clear the bar? Can you clear the bar? And she's like, this nausea medication is turning me into a zombie. And just like a zombie, I'm eating brains. Like, you're eating a roll of toilet paper right now, okay? And Honey's like,
where is everybody? No one's paying attention to us.
How come no one's here to help us? In case he's just eating a slice of bread on outside. Like,
yeah. She's like, nothing's got... Hannah's like, are you all right, honey? And she's
you need
like,
a bean?
She's like, yeah, I'm just like really concentrating on not being seasick. I'm like, you're staring at the water.
Eating a piece of whole wheat bread.
Yeah, you're doing it wrong. Okay.
You have turned into a pigeon. So, meanwhile, Colin finally has something to say. He's like, oh my God, like I've never dropped an anchor before. I mean, I'm a ferry, but like the anchors on ferries are cheap and the ones here are like expensive and heavy. Wow, I'm scared to drop it.
Spoiler alert, great job everybody, anchor hugs.
Okay. Anchor hugs, I let you do that one, Colin, because I could tell you'd been napped. You had a good nap, and I was like, that's one rested, productive ferry driver right there. And Jamie, meanwhile, is also happy. She's like, oh, at last I get to be out on deck. Hi-ho, hi-ho, It's off to work. Oh, Joao.
So it's like, you're doing it wrong. You're doing it wrong. I don't even know what you're doing. You're doing it wrong, lady.
It's called yeah. Ho high. Ho high. That's how we do it in Zimbabwe. Ho high. Ho high. It's off to work. Go high. Oh, Joao, you're a wrong.
He's like bossing around Snow White. He's like, listen here, Walt Disney. You did it wrong.
Listen, you expect me to take orders from a girl who ate a poison apple? I don't think so. Get to work.
Six dwarves would make more sense to me, personally. Get rid of Dopey. Who needs a Dopey on their team? Nobody, that's it, Jamie. You goddamn moron.
Goddamn. So now it's time for lunch, and everyone's getting together for lunch, and Brooke is, someone's like, but I'm going to say it's Brooke, like, would you like some wine? Because wine is the ambrosia of the garden. If I had a flower for every time I thought of you, I could walk through my garden forever. They're like, give us tequila.
Tequila only. We only want tequila, okay? She's like, ooh,
I don't know if Scott would have thought about that.
For you a thousand times over, I would get you tequila. The half-life of love is forever.
Okay, so one of the guys was wearing a t-shirt that says, hold my gills. I don't know what that means, but I hate him. Okay, he's the guy with the gold
maybe
sunglasses.
Maybe he's a fishmonger fisherman.
I hate him.
Hold my gills. So maybe it has to do with...
Gill? I think it says gills. Hold my gills. Yeah, it says hold my gills. So Brick serves them their salads, and they're like, what is this? And she's like, Chinese chicken salad. And the guy goes, we aren't Chinese.
Like, it's like, well, based on that logic, you guys are going to have a whole bunch of Summer's Eve because you're all douches, okay? Summer's Eve for lunch.
No kidding.
So, yeah, she's like, oh, we didn't know. He's like, we don't want Chinese chicken. He's like, I'm not Chinese. I don't want whatever. And they're like, no, but well, it's Chinese chicken salad, whatever. So they start eating it. And then he's like speaking. I think it may have been Hebrew. It could have been Farsi. I'm not sure. But he's basically like saying in a different language, like, I didn't want salad for lunch. I didn't want salad for lunch. I'm like, you know, if you were in LA, all of you guys would be demanding salad for lunch, okay?
Well, I love that the thick one goes, who eats salad for lunch? I was like, okay, Hagrid, you just need to take a seat over there. Eat your goddamn salad.
When else would you like it? Okay. So then the tall guy is like, so do we have an ETA on the Don Julio yet? I know it's only been about 5 minutes. Has it arrived in the last 5 minutes? We need the Don Julio 1942, you know?
Yeah, and then like, Abbott comes out. He's like, so I hear you have a problem with Chinese people, salads. Like, what is it? And they're like, salad isn't really appropriate for lunch. Like, can we please have some other food? Like, I don't know, pasta, shrimp.
Do you have any idiots. Alfredo sauce?
Oh, God, you idiots. How long do you think pasta takes to make?
Yeah, exactly. And Alfredo sauce, it's just... So whatever. So they're all so Adam's like making all this food, and then Honey's like, I want more food. I want more food. And then also there needed to be more food for. So the pasta comes out. The Alfredo sauce comes out. The pasta has shrimp in it, and then they need to have more. They need to have the vegan option. They need to have Honey's option. So she gets like a truffle pasta. All this. It's just. I was getting stressed.
He's like, I'm going to find a way to blame Hannah for this, which is like so classic Adam.
Yeah.
So then Sandy hears them stressing out. So she's like, what's going on here? May I please order a plate of hugs? That would be great.
Dry hugs, please.
Let's all eat it together, okay? All right. You know what? To solve any future problem, I'll help you. We'll have a talk together. Okay.
Yeah. So Adam's going nuts. He's like, you got to manage. He's saying that Hannah has to manage the guests, you know, that other, because he's going nuts in there. It's just him. And meanwhile, this slide finally has made its way onto the yacht, and they're going to like set it up. And they're like, excuse me, the slide, we're going to unfurl the slide. It's going to be a little noisy. Is that be okay with you? And they're like, yeah, it's fine. We're going to be noisier than any slide. So I was shocked.
Our stomach's growling will be noisier than anything you've ever heard. Salad.
Is that a 1942 slide?
Oh my god, I want to make it slab.
You can do it. It's electric. Boogie woogie woogie.
So, I thought for sure, I was like, oh, these people are going to complain about the slide. To their credit, they actually did not. I was shocked.
Yeah.
But it was, the slide was a good time for Joao to get into another pissing match with Conrad about. It's like, Anna had to do a slide. He works on private boats. They don't like slides on private boats, but I worked on a yacht. Anna had to do a slide. What you do is you put it upside down, you blow it with your mouth, you do it for 24 hours, and you get half the slide inflated. That's what you do.
Then they cut to Casey inside doing dishes, and she's like,
Street climbed to China, never mattered before. No one cared. Or when you drop kick your jacket as you walk through the door, no one glad.
And it's like, do it faster, I'll kill you. It's like, Jesus Christ. It's so stressful. So Adam's like, God damn it. Ugh, fucking Hannah, not managing. Ugh. And Sandy's like, get over here, Adam. I'm going to show you how to talk to a guest, okay? Honey, now come here. You're not only my favorite thing that comes out of a bee's butt, you're our guest. And you're very important to us, okay? Then now sit down there. Now,
no,
let's
wait, I just have to interrupt.
Menu.
Before you get into the scene too far, I do want to point out that after all this, Honey had two bites of her truffle pasta and was like, I'm done.
It's going to kill me, but I'm done.
At least she had – here's the thing, though. At least she had some sort of, like, self-awareness as opposed to those girls at the beginning of the season who were just like, no, this is not what I want. It's in a bowl, you know. At least she was like, okay, he's going to kill me, but I'm done. Like, there's, like, some awareness that she's being terrible, you know.
But doesn't stop him from being fucking terrible.
Yeah.
So
– Adam and Sandy are talking to Honey now about the
but
menu.
But this isn't Honey who they're talking to. They're talking
to
somebody else. I guess Honey is not the – or maybe this is Honey and the other girl's not.
No, that was Honey, but this was just like friend of Honey.
Honey yeah, adjacent. So she's like, okay, listen, here's how yachts work, okay? We get your food preferences, but, you know, normally on a yacht there's a set menu, and that's what happens. We do the menu, and that's what you eat. And she's like, okay. She's like, great, glad we solved this. So then Honey comes over and sits with them, and Adam's like, okay, great, we had this great talk. And they're like, okay, but can we have, like, some mac and cheese also? And then, I don't know, maybe, like, a five-layer cake, and then maybe some chips and dip.
And
oh, my God,
steak,
you know it'd be great?
Pasta.
Yeah, a cow. Like, kill a cow right
tuna,
in front of
me. How many tuna? Okay, but also, like, a salad. You know, but, like, not like a lunchtime salad, but like a side salad.
Yes.
Can we get some more? And that pasta you made for Honey, can you make that again as well? How about this? Can you do a steak with cream sauce? I know it's, like, dairy and meat, but, like, can we do that anyway?
Yeah.
And he's like,
I loved it
how many
because,
tuna servers?
Yeah, I loved it because he was like, God damn it. The second Captain Sandy leaves, they dump all this shit on me. And I'm like, yeah, and you couldn't take it, which means you don't know how to manage the guests, Mr. Hypocrite. So let's go forward in the thing. Of course, in his argument, it's not my job to manage the guests. It's my job to, cook what you're fucking asked to cook.
If I were him, I would have said, well, you guys are here for two nights, so why don't we spread some of these things out? Like, why don't we do, like, a lobster thing here tonight, but then tomorrow night we'll do this or that, you know?
Yeah, but instead he's like, yeah, boobies. Okay. So let's see. The tienda comes with the tequila. No one has missed at all.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, exactly. They're like, the tequila, yay, tequila. I'm like, now you guys are so drunk that you could be served Jose Cuervo and you wouldn't even notice. So they're all gallivanting. They're on, you know, water sports and, you know, all that stuff, slides, etc. And then meanwhile, Adam starts prepping dinner and everyone wants something else, which is hard because you've got to cook a lot of things and timing is difficult and everything's got to be done at a certain time. Like, he had a lot of pots going. He was running out of pots and everything's bubbling on the stove. And they were supposed to have dinner at 9. But then he's like, but then Hannah checks in on the group. And is like, so do you guys all want to have dinner still at 9 or a little bit tuckered out? What are you feeling? They're like, can we do it at 9:30? So she's like, Adam, dinner's at 9:30 now. He's like, well, it's 9:05. Thanks for telling me now, management clock time, Hannah, honey.
And she tells him, well, guys, you did say 9 and now it's 9:30. And they're like, well, we can't be late. We can't be late, though. And she's like, okay, then, honey. Adam, don't know what's going on with these stupid bitches. But they don't seem able to understand what era they're in. Right? They all look like a bunch of bowling balls. So, so he's getting all the food ready. And then it's like an hour later.
Yeah.
And then 2 hours later. And he's like,
and he literally
it,
has
Hannah.
A tartare sitting out there. Like, tartare. Like, raw tuna. And like, he also doesn't have time to make the crew foods. They're going to get pizza, which, by the way, made me want pizza so badly. And so they're just, like, waiting and waiting. And in the meantime, Colin is like, hey, I've got a crush on Brooke. And she's like,
oh, Colin, he has a table in his room. So romantic.
Oh, Colin, life is much more successfully looked at from a single window.
He's like, Colin, whatever souls are made of, yours and mine are the same.
So he's like, remember when I rapped? She's like,
remember when you rapped with your shirt off? I've got a tape of it. Look! Look!
I'm like, okay, you need to just masturbate already. You're going to fall in love with 20 different people in one day.
So now it's 10 o'clock. The guests still have not sat down. They're still applying their last looks for their Gatsby thing. And then it's 10:35. Still not. I'm like, come on. You guys are not going to the Met Gala. You're going for dinner on a yacht. Okay. Just like put on a feather thing and just sit down. Okay.
They're just wasted. I mean, they're so drunk at this point. They've been drinking tequila shots all day. So then Hannah's standing there with Casey, and Casey's like, da, 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 da. And Hannah keeps getting hit with the balloons that are tied to her railing. She's like, I'm not going to like this. And she gets that away. And then it hits her on the butt. She's like, ugh! She's like kicking balloons. So it's like, oh, speaking of kicking balloons, Casey, did you do this? Yeah. All right, did you do that? I don't know. I don't remember. All right, could you do it then?
Right. Oh my goodness. And then, it's now it's 11 o'clock. And I was like, you know what's fucked up about this? They're 2 hours late. This food has like been sitting on the stovetop. It's going to come out. It's not going to be good. It's going to be either overcooked or whatever. And then they're going to complain about it.
Yes. They're going to complain about every little thing. You just see it coming. So they're finally about to come to dinner. And Brooke has time to talk to Hannah. She's like,
oh, that chef something.
What did she say? She was saying something about love. And she's like, I could eat. Oh, she... Hannah goes, maybe I should have married at least once for money when I was younger. And she goes,
marry for money? I would never. I could live in a tent with whoever I was really in love with. And Hannah's like, gross. And she goes, I could even live in a van.
And Hannah's like, Adam has a van. And she's like, oh, does he? Does he now?
Love strikes eternal in a van.
A stirring warmth flowed from her through the van's heating unit. As if her heart was trying to come out to you, concealed in one of those breathless, thrilling words.
And it's like, God damn it.
God damn it.
Can I win God one season? Please.
Please. Oh my goodness. So that's the cliffhanger, and we'll just see what sort of nightmares these people develop into next week. So that was that for Below Deck. And before we wrap up this episode, as it is Wednesday, I've got swell news because we have a new listener spotlight to listen to. You ready for some listener spotlight?
Heck yeah.
Spotlight. Did you hear that?
I music? Sure did.
Okay, I want to make sure. We had some technical issues last week on the podcast. Okay, so here's this week's Listener Spotlight. For those of you who don't know, Listener Spotlight is where we turn the podcast over to y'all, and you get to weigh in on whatever it is. Sometimes we'll have a question. Sometimes we just want to know about you. So here we go. Ready?
Hey guys, it's me, Lauren Thorson, again up in Bellingham, Washington.
Hey girl.
I have to tell you how much fun I had down in San Francisco last fall. I dragged my husband down. We had the best time. I was pregnant. I was sober. I was dying sick. And it was still so much fun. And I can't wait to see you in Seattle. And I'm not going to be fucking pregnant again.
Yes.
Yeah, girl.
Team Carol or Team Bethany? I'm going to say I think Bethany this year has kind of gone over the top with her craziness. She is so impressed with everything she did in Puerto Rico, which is quite impressive. I don't think she was humbled by the experience whatsoever. I think that she is so impressed with herself that she forgets that anyone has done anything else ever. Yeah. So I mean, even saying things like that Ramona isn't successful. I mean, come on. Ramona's crazy, but she's still successful. And as far as Carol goes, I don't think Carol really did anything wrong. I think that Bethany is super jealous of her friendship with Tinsley. And I think the whole Adam weird situation didn't help. I do think Carol has been really good in her blogs and made an excellent point that when she had a career covering stories in journalism and whatever, Bethany was filming soft porn on waterbeds.
Oh, shit.
So I think she's got a point. I think Bethany needs to like take a few seats. I think Ramona was right about her being used to not going up against as formidable opponents. And yeah, I'm Team Carol, I guess, if it wasn't obvious. Bethany's new face wins, though.
Ooh, shade.
Love you guys. Bye.
I love that. Well, her new face wins. Bye.
Bye. I love shade served up with a little baby on your breast. You just hear the baby like...
I think that's probably the I think Lauren's view is probably like the reigning view. I think most people are Team Bethany. I think we're sort of outliers in that we have any sort of sympathy for Bethany, because everyone seems to be Team Carol. So that's an ongoing.
I don't have a whole lot.
I know, not a whole lot, but like more than I think I was expecting to have.
Yeah, because she's like the bullied one. Well, not bullied, but she's like on the outs, and so I feel bad.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
But I'm sure that'll totally be erased by Wednesday night, so don't worry, everybody.
Yeah, fabulous. I love it.
Well, thank you so much for that, sweet lady. Everybody else, to do that, go over to Patreon, become a member, okay? Also, our bonus episode's super fun this week. We talk about bad endings to TV shows, amongst other things, Newsies, the musical. And go get tickets for our live shows this month in Phoenix and San Francisco and our limited edition shirt, What's the Matter, What's Happening, What's Going On? Speaking of Bethany, over at WatchWhatCrappens.com. We will be back tomorrow with a little Real Housewives of New York City.
Yeah, I'm very excited for it. Love that show. We will talk to you mañana. Bye, everyone.
Bye.